Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Never fall in love with a musician.
Good morning. Thank you, Lucy. Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Jason and Alexis in the Morning, live on My Talk 107.1 and live streaming all over the place on our My Talk app. I'm Jason Matheson, and joining me every single day when she's not taking the football away from Charlie Brown, ladies and gentlemen, Alexis Thompson.
Good morning, Fluffy.
Good morning, buddy.
Good morning, Tom McClain.
Good morning.
Good morning, all of you. It is Thursday, December 8th, 2022. Welcome to the show. Welcome to the day. Welcome to your life. Welcome to Brownie Day. Welcome to National Christmas Tree Day. Welcome to Lard Day. So fry something in some lard. Welcome to Pretend to Be a Time Traveler Day. Welcome to Talk in My Ear Day. And welcome to your very first sip of delicious coffee.
This is, excuse me, a damn fine cup of coffee.
How the hell's your coffee? Your cup of coffee. How the hell's your coffee? Your cup of coffee.
Is it brown liquid or is it actually delicious? Alexis Thompson, how in the blank is your coffee?
I just had my first sip.
Yeah?
It is delicioso today. Hit the spot.
Is it a Puerto Rican blend? What
this
is this?
This one is Yaocomo. Yes, it is. Mm-hmm. You got to kind of just go with your tried and true.
Yep.
We tried something different. Not so great the other day, but yeah, back
Chance
to it.
Be doing that, yeah.
Or like a good Christmas blend. You know, we love that as well.
Yeah.
Dark French roast. How's
Don
your team,
McClain?
Don?
Yeah, how's your team?
Oh, no. I have Speedway Brazilian coffee.
What?
I'm out of tea bags.
Wait, decaf?
No, this is full-blooded. You guys, I'm tired.
Wow.
I've been at work for 12 to 14 hours a day this week, so I'm like, I don't have tea bags. Screw it.
Oh. Wow, welcome back,
wow,
baby.
Don,
I'm feeling a little under the weather. This is a poor timing.
Yeah.
I need to get through this day. So let's just have some coffee, shall we?
Okay. Well, let's do
it. Amen. How does it taste?
It feels and tastes great. I spilled it down the front of me, so it feels okay. Yeah.
Nice.
Okay.
Jason, all right. How's Pylon Angela today?
Oh, she's great. She was in a good mood. She's not throwing anything. She crafted a wonder. Once again, customer service at its best. I pulled up and the drinks were already made.
Gosh.
I love my friends at the Bucks of the Star. Cheers, everybody.
Cheers.
Let's start the show.
Whoa.
A little whip crack for the morning.
Yeah. Whoa.
Whip crack with there your whippy tail.
Mm-hmm. There are days when Alexis and I are in sync. When maybe I'm in a bad mood and then she happens to be just like Tigger, you know, like jumping around.
Yeah. Usually it's opposites when it comes to that.
And it's been that, it's been that way since 08.
Thank goodness.
And some days we're just psychically connected and we don't even know it.
Are we
this,
today?
We are.
Okay.
You don't know this. And I only realized it when I clicked on our show sheet,
because
we have a fancy Google document.
Gosh, it is
very fancy.
So fancy.
And I saw what you wrote for this particular portion of our broadcast, and I thought, oh my goodness, I was getting ready to write something very similar.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yes.
Do we have similar nights, maybe?
Sort of. I was just going to call the whole thing G's were old. Which we used to have an open for it, but now it got purged, it looks like. Like what? Some things do. Yeah.
The oh, we G's gotta find are, that because he was like, G's
were old. I'll look it up. But yeah, I think it got purged. A whole chunk of my old, old opens got taken. Anyway, so let's start with yours.
Yeah. I'm just glad I made it on time this morning.
Really?
Here, because at 3:30, I jolted awake because of my Charlie horse in my right calf. It was pulsating rock hard. And, oh my gosh, it just, you know, you guys have had Charlie horses, right?
Yeah.
I just started yelping because it was like,
oh my
so
Lord. Are you sure it wasn't a ghost extreme. Biting your leg?
Oh, I guess that is a possibility, Dawn. But that did not come into my list of considerations until this second.
Go ahead.
But it just, it's so painful, right? So then I had some like blankets or a pillow under my leg. I don't know. I woke up like that, but I moved it so it was flat. And okay. I just let it do its thing, right? I didn't try to move or anything. That took a good, 4 or 5 minutes.
Oh my gosh.
Of it just pulsating and just boom, pain, pain, pain. And when I felt it relax, I thought, well, maybe I should just stretch it a little bit. So I flexed and it triggered another one that was worse than the first. So then I thought, I don't even know if I can walk after another 5 minutes of laying there. And this is 3:30 in the morning. So I'm thinking, okay, well, this will calm down. This will be fine. You know, I usually like eat a banana.
Yeah,
which I
potassium. That's what I was going to say.
So, but then
Gatorade.
Yeah. Oh, Gatorade would work too. Okay, I will be grabbing some of that later. But then I started walking, and you know, there's just pains again, and I'm thinking, oh my gosh, another one triggered while I was getting dressed, and then I thought, when I get in my car, you know, because it's my right calf, driving, will that also be an issue?
Oh my gosh!
Luckily, it wasn't.
When you depress, when you step on the gas.
Right, exactly, because that's the motion that triggered the big daddy, you know? So, oh, gosh. Well, anyway, I'm not sure what's going on, but if you have any Charlie horse advice, I ate a banana. That's, like, the only thing. You know, I played a lot of soccer, and I ran track and skiing and stuff, so I have had a lot of shin splints, and I've had some Charlie horses, but not like this. Not one that woke me up like that. I thought someone was like pounding on my calf.
Oh, it was that intense.
Yeah, it was pretty bad. And even now, I'm it's tender.
Well, Megan Lane,
you've got mail.
Hey, Lex. Say?
I occasionally platinum my talker, Megan Lane.
Yeah.
I occasionally get those nasty, nasty Charlie horses in the middle of the night. It usually means dehydration.
Oh. That makes a lot of sense.
Really?
Yeah. I didn't nap yesterday. It was just like right through.
You need this electrolytes into those muscles.
A lot of salty. I had pho yesterday and egg rolls and stuff.
Oh.
I wonder if that. Oh, yeah, I'll get it. Okay. All right. Okay. That makes
maybe
a lot of sense.
Have a Gatorade down in the grab and go.
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll go grab one in a break.
Yeah, because I used to work for Gatorade. You know, I mean, people are like, oh, yeah, whatever. But seriously, it's not.
I don't know.
It is really good for athletes because of cramping
it
up
is.
And getting the sodium and potassium the quickest into your cells. Like, and they actually, farmers use it for laboring animals as well to give them, like goats that are giving birth and stuff. Like, honestly.
Oh my gosh.
Because it really does. They need
I bet the goats love it too. That tastes good to them.
Yeah. I met some farmers that did that when I lived in Texas.
Gatorade is my answer to everything. I don't feel good. Get me a Gatorade.
You guys, hangovers, Gatorade.
Oh,
I'm telling you what.
Yes.
Yeah.
I
feel
that.
Good. I want a Gatorade. I don't feel good. I want a Gatorade.
Yeah. I mean, I rarely drink, but when I do, the next day use a Gatorade.
That helps so much. Yeah.
Yeah. Oof. So, yeah, I'm just glad I hobbled over here. And, I'm doing okay.
I am glad. Oh, my gosh, Lex.
Why are you old?
Well,
why'd you put that on the grid at least?
Yeah, let's take a break when we come back. So you've heard about the Charlie horse.
Oof, yeah.
Now I'm going to tell you, Big ass toe. That's all you need to know right now.
Oh, no.
Big ass toe.
Oh, thank you for all your tweets, too. There's some good advice here.
Are you getting some good advice?
Yeah, I am. Yeah, we can share some of that, too.
Absolutely.
You get the Charlie horse, too.
Yeah. Lex in the Cities, Dawn at Dark, Jason Matheson. Geez, we're really old. We'll continue right after this. Only alone I will cry. We are so glad you're here. Welcome back, my friends. Jason and Alexis in the morning on My Talk 107.1, Everything Entertainment, Everything A Charlie Brown Christmas. I'm Jace with Lex and Dawn. Dawn just has to put up with us for 48 more hours and boom, she's out of here.
I don't want to think about it.
She's out of here.
I don't.
She's gone, moving to her own dry cleaning store up on the east side.
Yeah.
Bradley. Anyway, so Alexis just told you about her corns. No, I'm sorry. She had a Charlie horse.
Oh, gosh.
No,
that will probably be my problem tomorrow.
Yeah. So I said at the top of the show, or even before the show started, I looked at what Alexis had written on the sheet, and I giggled to myself because I was getting ready to type something very similar. And that proves that we have been together a very long time because we're like, we're syncing up our health issues. But this goes.
When's your next period?
Thank you. It's coming in a couple days. I don't know about yours. My menopause. Anyway. My friend Michelle and I told you guys this a couple days ago. Mish, part of my high school five, had a really funny tweet. She's pretty active on Twitter, and she cracks me up. She has since 1988. She was like, nobody told me about life after like 45. She says, nobody warned us, you know, that things were going to start not working great.
We heard it. We didn't think it was going to be us.
We didn't think it was going to be us.
We did not. We're like, well, no. That's not me. I mean, that's what my experience has been. Like,
exactly.
I thought, well, I'm not. No, that's you because of all of these things, but not me.
Always.
Wrong.
So yesterday, I got a little sad because, and I'm not sad in a funny way. And I'm sure you've gone through the cycle where you feel like everything, and that's, it's an exaggeration, but this is how you feel sometimes. Everything around you is kind of broken. And I mean, not like relationships. I'm talking like, for instance, I complained about my tires. I need new tires. I'm sliding everywhere. I don't care if there is a donkey spit of ice on the road.
I get it.
I am sliding right through it, girl. I'm sliding right through
it. My car's
tires
doing this weird
suck.
Shaking thing. Yes.
Okay, so my tires. And then I told you on the air that the swinging bachelor who owned my place before me tore out the fireplace and put this wine room, okay? And the damn compressor, like the thing that cools the area, it's broken. And I've tried to call. Colin and I are literally beating our heads up against a wall because it's broken, just like the tires. And there's a couple other things, but we're in a weird position because this compressor is almost like a commercial compressor. So no residential place like Lex's friends at Gins Ryan, and I can't blame them. I've called like 80 places because it's more of a commercial problem.
I see.
Residential places can't help me. But then commercial places can't help us. Commercial refrigeration places can't help us.
Wow.
Because we're a residential, we're guys in a condo. So I have broken tires. our cooling systems broke. There are some other things broken. Our sinks are like the new, our sinks in our bathroom that took 80 years to get remodeled are not draining. So I start laughing like, this is it's like everything's breaking. I feel like Tom Hanks and Shelley Long in The Money Pit. You know, everything around us is breaking.
Yep.
So then, while I was decorating.
Wait till you need a water heater and a furnace at the same time.
I know, Lex, believe me. Can I just say, I want to acknowledge, I'm complaining in a joking manner. I know people have water heaters and central air. I mean, I get it. Yeah. Roofs collapsing. I get it. I'm just saying,
Oh, no, I'm just,
little
just
things,
relatable. It's so relatable. That's all I'm saying.
It always happens around Christmas time, too.
Oh, totally. Mm-hmm. It's like all of these medium to little things are just happening at the same time. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, really? Really?
All these crazy alien stories can't be true, can they? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
So yep, then I gotta drain that vacation fund now.
Yeah. So Saturday I decorated by myself and I put on, because I have hardwood floors. So I put on like a pair of Birkenstocks. And I don't know if I'm walking in them weird, but I now have, and I've had it since Sunday, I have like a shooting pain in the left. So, the right side of my left foot, like by my big toe, right below my big toe.
This. Yes, it still hurts.
Yeah, Lex saw me a couple days ago. It hurts to put pressure on my big toe and on the right side. I don't know if it's like early arthritis, but it hurts so bad, and I don't know what I did. It started on the right, like kind of on the side of my foot.
You might have not done anything. It's just all of a sudden, it's like,
we're old.
I feel like I'm causing some trouble. But your tissues and your bones over there.
I think I pulled something. I don't know.
Yeah.
But I need to go. I don't even know how to find a foot person. I don't even know if it's in my system.
This happened to MC about the top of his feet. Like, it was so sore. Like, he could not figure out why. Like, why is it in pain every time I step? And so they've got him, it was like something with his hip was wrong. Yeah. And then also they just got him some house shoes at Schuler Shoes. Like they said, you need to get these shoes for your arches.
Yeah. Okay.
Because it could be your arches are falling. Because once again, we're old.
Oh, Lord.
Yep.
Okay.
I got my special geriatric walking shoes on now, too.
Oh, my God.
Yep.
So my tires are bad. Yeah. My cooling system's out. My arches are falling.
Your
my
hair's
graying. Mm-hmm. My sinks are plugged.
Is your car okay? Ooh. Oh, your tires are bad.
And I have a couple gray chest hairs. Just take me in the back. Take me in the back.
Oh, man.
I'm done. Turn me into glue, please. Yeah. I don't.
Does that chest hair grow kind of wiry, like a different texture than the rest of your hair?
Dawn, this is why I love her. Out of all the seven things I just listed, sink plugged, tires, she's focusing on my gray chest hairs.
She wants to know if it's coarser.
It's a little, Lex, it's a little coarser.
I've noticed that. With just
why
some,
do you have gray chest hair?
Well, not on my. Well, I mean, I could absolutely. Hold on, no. I'm getting some gray hairs on my head, and that hair is weird.
It is weird.
Oh,
it's different.
Audience,
and so you have your chest hair too, huh?
Yeah.
Huh.
God, audience, if you've been with us since 2000, you have seen us through everything. Now, this is the end
times.
You're
going to have to dye your chest hair now. God,
I'm
going to
have to get
just for men's chest.
I'm going to Florida soon. I got to get some just for men chest hair dye. God,
at some point, you can't tweeze it anymore because you got a big old bush to tweeze.
Whoa.
Oh, Lord.
Of chest hair.
Oh, wow.
Down there, too.
Yeah,
okay.
My grandma warned me.
Bye. The 44th annual Santa Project benefiting Ronald McDonald House Charities is happening right now. Bring a toy or gift to Creative Hair Design in Roseville during Lori and Julia next Thursday. Next Thursday. And we'll get them to the kids and families at Ronald McDonald House. You can also drop toys at Creative Hair Design Hastings location. Hastings. Go to mytalk1071.com, click on Santa, and thanks in advance. Y'all, per usual, kick Urse every year during the Santa Project. So thank you very much. We greatly appreciate it.
It's going to be fun delivering those toys this year.
Absolutely.
You've got mail.
We're getting some funny responses from our We're Old half hour. People are really relating to us because, you know, we see the demographics. The vast majority of our audience is around our age. And where was it? Right here. Platinum Panda retweeted a great tweet. Let me just read it to you. As you get older, you begin to suffer the occasional series of increasingly humiliating micro injuries.
Yes,
this is fantastic.
So true. I love it.
He quotes a conversation. How did you get hurt, Al? I slept wrong.
Yes. Oh my gosh, I went into DMR clinic where Alexis goes.
Oh yeah, Dr. Pete.
And I was like, well, there's one in Woodbury too.
Yes.
And I was like, I feel like when I wake up that I've been shot in the shoulder.
Yeah.
I mean, I do. I feel like, oh my God, well, there's something, like what happened to me? It has to be my scoliosis or my lower back. I thought it was some big mystery with the whole system of my body. They did me all these checks and everything. And then they're like, I'm pretty sure you have arthritis in your shoulder.
Oh,
I'm like, what? I mean, they have me doing exercises and stuff, so that's great. But still, just to hear that it's like, you have arthritis in one shoulder. At least give it to me on both shoulders so that it's even feeling. I don't know.
Oh,
come on, God.
Why is it
come
just
on, shoulder? Arthritis activate.
Like, oh, my God, what happened in the night?
Yeah, and all you're doing is sleeping.
Yeah, I just
the saddest part, which is like, I was just walking.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, my muscles started to spasm. I mean, it's not like we're doing anything extraordinary.
Or you just collapse because your hip goes out. I mean, come on.
That's why I love the term micro injuries.
Yes.
That tweet continues. He goes, Al, how did you hurt yourself? I slept wrong.
Yeah, exactly.
While I was driving, I happened to yawn while checking my blind spot. I drank water too hard. Listing off all the ways you could hurt yourself.
Yes. Of course, you get a crick in your neck. You turn, and you're like,
"Owie!"
Like you've been hit with a dart of some sort.
Yeah, because then it just tightens up like it's a rubber band that just like, oh,
it's a weird neck Charlie
I'm
horse.
It is. Oh, hey. Great tweets about Charlie horses. So if you're having the same thing, Glowworm says eat dates, bananas, and almonds.
Oh.
Water as well, of course. E. Smith says magnesium. And then lots of emails about that, too. So thank you for that. I'm definitely going to grab some today. A teaspoon of mustard, some pickle juice.
Oh, everything you love, Lex.
These are all sodium. This is what's in Gatorade, basically.
Yeah.
So I don't mean to, like, poo-poo all these answers, but the quickest way to get it into your system is through electrolytes.
Yes, I'm definitely doing that because that's easy because downstairs, you're right, I think they've got it. Yeah. There's a medicine called TheraWorks with an X for the
for KS. What? What's that for?
TheraWorks.
My shoulder?
Over-the-counter miracle, E. Smith says.
Okay.
Let's see. Drink water all day. Magnesium glycinate.
Okay.
Let's see. I guess Dishing Up Nutrition talks about that a lot. There's a magnesium spray.
Oh!
Grappa Latte says.
Lex, I don't mean to ask about myself, but has a podiatrist happened to email
let's
us?
Let's see. Do come on, podiatrist. Let's see here.
Do we have
free
any
medical care.
Do we have any podiatrists in the audience?
The Jason and Alexis medical hour.
Yeah, that has exactly. We don't care. It's December.
What hurts today?
That's our new segment with Holly. That's our new one. We'll do that with Holly.
She would love it.
What hurts today?
I'll make an occasional appearance and I'll do a recording. I'll be like, what hurts today is looking at Bradley.
What hurts today? Holly's around our age, so we'll just go around the robin. What?
What hurts? Oh, rock tape is what Lisa has emailed us about.
What the hell is that?
Talked about her chiropractor.
Okay.
Uptown Natural Care Center. He puts on rock tape.
Because
it really helps.
Tape?
Maybe it's the tape that they put on my back at DMR, which is like, it just pulls my shoulders back. It's like, because I have a lot of like sloping.
Yeah.
I'm doing something.
Are you looking at rock?
Sorry, like, I'm looking it up.
No, you look so intent. You're like,
it's like she's playing Rock Band on the drums right now.
Yeah.
Are you looking up rock tape?
Yeah, it's like a fabric tape. It looks like, and yes, it helps get you in the right posture, keeps things in place. They have a rock tape, Big Daddy tape.
Can we try the Big Daddy tape live on the show?
Absolutely. If it will help, yes.
We'll have Holly put you in the Big Daddy tape.
Yeah, I'm not doing that.
Come on, Big Daddy.
Until Monday.
Holly, up for that? Putting Lex in the Big Daddy tape?
I think she would joyfully do that.
That's episode one with Holly, Big Daddy tape.
Thank you to everybody who's emailing in. Thanks for caring about our health and sharing your...
The best. Thank you.
Oof. Oh, God.
Your tips and tricks.
Oh, God. And I'm texting Mish right now. I mentioned you. Oh, because it's just... Mish is right. Mish is right and Dawn is right. Nobody warned us. I'm sorry. Well, like Dawn said...
We didn't listen to the old people.
Yeah. No,
now we are the old people.
Yes, they warned us, but we weren't listening. You know what I mean? They said, your aunts would complain about stuff when they would come in for gatherings.
They're like, my shoulder, my back.
We'd just feel like, okay.
And you would roll your eyes at them. And now we are those aunts and uncles.
Yeah, it's unfair.
Actually, Dawn, can you pick up the hotline?
Oh, sure.
It's actually Mish on the line.
Hi, Mish. Welcome to the show. Don't cuss.
Mish.
Well, thanks for that. Thanks for that warning. Good morning.
Good morning.
Morning.
Good morning, Mish.
Hi, guys.
Instead of talking about you, I would actually talk to you. I was referencing Mish, I didn't get your quote quite right, but on Twitter you talked about the 40s and the fact that
one catastrophe after another?
Yeah.
It's true.
But nobody warned us what life was going to be like at this point, right, Mish?
Correct. Like, if I'm not going to a funeral, someone else is going to a funeral.
Oh.
If my kids aren't struggling, someone else's kids are struggling. Oh. If my job doesn't suck, my best friend's job sucks. You just wait to see what happens.
We're talking about the pains and aches. What hurts you today?
Oh. That's right. We're starting a new segment, and this is perfect. You're my oldest friend in life, so you're in the inaugural edition of What Hurts Today. So, Mish, what hurts you today? What hurts on your body?
What hurts today is my knee and my shin, and I will tell you why.
Okay.
Yesterday... I was walking in my neighborhood. My stupid watch tells me I need to go for a walk. So I go for a walk and I'm walking and there's a dog in a car that's barking at a dog in a window. And I'm looking because I'm confused. And this guy is coming at me with his dog. I'm like, oh, look at all the dogs. And then the people across the street, they get a lot of liquor deliveries, like an insane amount of liquor deliveries.
Oh, okay.
And the liquor delivery truck is going down the street. So there's all these things going on. And I... kick the sidewalk and fall.
No! You're distracted by the booze and dogs. We get it. Yeah.
I was very distracted by the booze and dogs. And now I have this big bruise on my knee and on my shin. And then the guy who was walking the dog came up to me. He looked like Dr. Ted from Schitt's Creek, which was fine. And he helped me up with his hand. It was very much a chivalrous gesture.
Yeah.
He's like, are you sure you're okay? I'm like, I'm fine. I'm just old and confused. Fine.
That's fantastic.
And then I hobbled home.
Oh, God. Yeah.
Oh,
hobbling is part of it. Yes.
Miss you.
That was me this morning.
Yes. Yep. Lex is lucky she's here. She had a debilitating Charlie horse, Lex.
It wouldn't let go.
In the middle of the night.
It wouldn't let go. I'm telling you. It just kept pulsating and rock hard, and then it relaxed, and then that was a trick. It re-triggered.
Yeah. I hear you. I hear you. But it's also, like, the mental things that happen that, because
oh, so much has happened. It's like, okay, I can just take this in stride. But also, it's like, really? Are you kidding me? On Tuesday, my sales rep from work came in, and he brought me this nice 3-pack of wine for Christmas.
Oh, yeah.
And it was like, thank you so much. Like, you know me well. He's like, yeah, I do. I'm like, thank you. And it came in this nice little box with a handle. And so he had carried it up with this handle, brought it into the office. I left the office with it, carrying my 3 packs of wine, very excited. And I hit the pavement outside the office. And the cardboard handle breaks. I have handled many bottles of wine in my life. I have never broken one.
Oh, no. I was going to ask, how's the wine?
No.
3-pack drops.
No.
And the Chardonnay, I picked up the box and all of the wine came out of the bottom of the box.
Oh, no.
Just put your face under there. Just start drinking.
Did you lick the ground, Mish?
What?
Did you lick the ground? Were you?
I didn't. I was just like, what? This is there. And so it was a hot mess. And so I had to get it home. And anyway, I turned it upside down in the back of my SUV and opened it. And yeah, the Chardonnay was, the bottle was, I've never seen a wine bottle shatter like that. And it was just gone. But the other two were fine.
Oh,
so,
good.
Anyway.
Thank God. Okay. So,
yeah. But then I got in my car later, and it smelled like I had had a party in my car. So I had to pull the car into the garage and open the window, and then I had to tell my husband what happened.
He's so, like, sure.
If I'm hearing you correct, Mish, are you telling us that you have fallen twice within a couple weeks?
No, I only fell once. The handle on the box broke.
Oh,
I didn't fall with the wine.
Got it. Okay.
I hit the ground, like, meaning I walked out of the building where there was carpet, and then as soon as I was on concrete is when the handle broke.
Of course.
If you had fallen twice, Mish, that's a whole separate story.
Yeah, I probably fall like once every 6 months.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Well, thank you for taking part in our very first What Hurts Today. I appreciate it, Mish. I love you, sweetheart. Good to talk to you.
Good time.
Bye, sweetie. Oh, God. That's Mish, one of my high school 5 in Indianapolis. Oh, she's so cool. She's cooler. She was the girl in the friend group that listened to Depeche Mode and The Cure. And
she's
really cool. She was hip before that was hip. Mish was, she was the cool chick.
Man,
so
cool.
Yeah.
Oh, she's so fun.
She is. We're going to take a break. When we come back, the Avatar reviews are in, and a drama for somebody on Grey's Anatomy. Lex has that when we return.
And now on Jason and Alexis in the Morning, a message from our sponsor.
From like the 70s or 80s.
Coming Sunday, April 8th.
She's dead. Wrapped in plastic.
11:30 a.m., February 24th. Entering the town of Twin Peaks.
The Los Angeles Times says Twin Peaks is certainly like nothing else on television.
W.C. Fields would say, I'd rather be here than Philadelphia.
The Washington Post calls it unprecedented. This you gotta see.
Bobby, did you kill Laura Palmer?
Sunday, April 8th, from David Lynch, Twin Peaks.
This has been a Jason and Alexis Classic Commercial. We now return you to our regularly scheduled mediocre radio show.
Today and tomorrow, we'll be playing some of Dawn's favorite classic commercials and some that make her go, ugh. We have one coming up.
No.
A little hint on the one coming up. Niblet.
Oh,
that's
God.
Right. Yes. So today and tomorrow as we get ready to say goodbye to Dawn.
Oh, she's got Force movie review at 8 too tomorrow.
She does.
Yeah.
Guess
what? I realized yesterday I hadn't watched it yet.
Oh,
so
my
I have to
goodness.
Watch it tonight.
Whoa.
Well, yeah, you've
Falling
been a little
for
busy.
Christmas on Netflix.
Yeah. A little
busy.
Yeah.
Your final one, Dawn. You'll never have to do this again.
That's
and
true.
It's actually the final Force movie review ever.
Yeah.
Just like the commercial I just played and several other things, it will exit with Dawn. Yes, it will retire with Dawn.
You're welcome, Holly.
But I love you're pulling a Jason and Alexis, watching it last minute.
I know.
I've been here till like 5 p.m. every day this week. So, yeah, when I get home, I'm a little tired. No
but
nap.
But you know what?
Yeah.
But Dawn. This will be an hour and 30 easy minutes of pure enjoyment that will just glide over you like a winter snow. So don't worry about it. You'll
be
great.
Well, MC is gone tonight. He's hanging out with his writer friends. He does this like once a month, so I'll be alone. And I thought, ooh, what am I going to do? Watch the rest of Dahmer? And then I remembered, you're watching something from Lindsay. I don't know what it's called. I need to, Lindsay Lohan.
Falling for Christmas.
Is it on Netflix?
Yes.
Netflix. Okay.
Wow,
Netflix.
They really took a gamble.
Yo,
it's great. You're going to love it, and we can't wait for that tomorrow. Welcome back, everybody.
Very different from Dahmer.
Very different from, yeah.
I don't know. I think this is probably scarier.
Yeah, it's probably about as scary, yeah. What's up? What's this Grey's Anatomy story, Lex?
Oh, my gosh. Elizabeth Finch is a screenwriter for Grey's Anatomy. Well, she's not anymore because she finally fessed up to this elaborate medical ruse. She says that she never had any form of cancer. She said she told a lie when she was 34 years old. It was the biggest mistake of her life. It just got bigger and bigger and bigger. Okay, she didn't say it that way, but I did. And then it just got deeper and deeper inside me. And then the lie kind of turned into, of course, one lie becomes more lies and more lies. These are really effed up, in her words, lies. She pretended she had cancer.
It's like that Molly Shannon show.
That show I watched.
On Showtime.
Exactly. We watched about the QVC. That was so...
It's exactly. Mm. Well, she started lying after just a knee injury that she got in 2007. She says the context of the lie is that she became addicted to the intensive care that she received after she was recovering from surgery. And then it became dead quiet. No more special treatment, no hands-on care. She did not like sitting in that silence because she liked the attention of getting care. So in 2012, she broke the news to her friends and colleagues. Remember, she works on Grey's Anatomy. So her story inspired stories that you saw on Grey's Anatomy.
I've heard about this. Yes.
She said that her doctors found a tumor and that it was a rare cancer. She picked chondrosarcoma because it's difficult to treat. And she said that she lost a kidney and part of her leg.
Oh, my gosh.
And so then it just became lie after lie, saying that she was drug addicted. It just kept going. So... Now she was put on like forced leave while they were investigating leave of absence.
Oh, I shouldn't ask any follow up questions.
Well, so let's see. How did that spiral? She was placed under investigation. It might have been a family member or a friend that said she's lied about this whole thing because I think she confessed to someone. Yeah. And then they just like said, yeah, that's not. No, that's not happening.
That's not happening.
No. And so, yeah, she finally admitted it, says that she's, of course, not coming back to the show, but that is elaborate. Imagine just trying to keep up with that lie.
Well, and imagine how she felt when the Vanessa Bayer, Molly Shannon show came out. That's the first thing I thought of.
Based on her story.
Oh, and then she went too far, even. I mean, she's talking about getting body parts removed.
What?
Well, because she got getting a kidney removed.
She told people, like, I had to have part of my leg removed so I could...
Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
What if someone like Alexis works with you and they're like, well, can I see your leg? Because Alexis would ask that. She's like, can I see that?
Yeah, I would.
And then she'd be like, no.
Lieutenant Dan, can I see your magic leg?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And there is none, Lieutenant Dan. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Well, when truth is stranger than fiction, right there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The reviews are in for Avatar. Wait to hear them. I'm actually a little bit surprised. Plus, Alexis is irritated by a huge show.
Mm-hmm.
Which one? Oh, look at her face. We'll find out. Hour two next.